Always good to have him on board, Phil Moss. Good morning, mate.
Morning, TK. Morning, Stewie.
Hello, Mossy. What's happening in the world of A-League? I know you're right. Well, I've heard this morning that you're right on the pulse. You know exactly what's going on in the world of A-League these days.
Yeah. You've got to keep your finger on the pulse because it moves very quickly, even at this time of year where we spoke yesterday about it is a quieter time of year. But, quite a bit happening, actually. Thomas Sorensen, the great Dane, Melbourne City's former goalkeeper, has announced his retirement from professional football overnight. He came to the A-League 2 seasons ago and won the A-League Goalkeeper of the Year in his first season and bowed out with the Melbourne City Clubman of the Year Award last season, which I think is a mark of the man. He was a wonderful professional, a great guy. You speak to anyone who was in the dressing room with him and they've got not a bad word to say about the guy. Played 350 English Premier League games for Sunderland, Villa, Stoke City, 101 caps for Denmark as well. Gave wonderful service in a short space of time to the A-League. He's actually, his first focus in retirement will be a 3,500-kilometre bike ride for the Starlight Children's Foundation. And again, that just shows the type of guy he is. He did one, I think it was like a 40-odd day cycle across America before he came to Melbourne City. So a big loss to the A-League, but hopefully he's going to stick around.
Well, I was going to ask you that. What does he do now? Does he stay in Australia?
Interestingly, he said that him and his family are going to stay in Melbourne. So whether that's because of a role with Melbourne City, we don't know yet. But let's hope so, because he really has been a
good
wonderful.
Man to have involved. Yeah.
We need some of these guys staying and, you know, teaching the world of football.
What a wealth of experience. Mm. We need guys like that in Australia, definitely.
Without doubt.
Mate, well, Mark Milligan. Now he went over to the UAE or somewhere, didn't he? Is he definitely coming back?
I don't know about definitely at TK, but there's stronger and stronger mail every day that he'll end up back at Melbourne Victory as their marquee. He went to Bani Yas in the Middle East. Remember, we were talking about him going to the EPL. The Championship with Bolton, but work permit was denied based on the rule about international games. So it looks like he may end up back at Victory. Apparently, he was devastated that he couldn't get that work permit to go to the UK, which you can understand because Mills is always
up on all that.
They made it very hard
for everybody now.
Yeah, they have. But he's made no secret of his desire to play in one of the major leagues in the world and hasn't quite got there. So he could well be back with Victory.
Good on him. Now, Western Sydney Wanderers, they've signed a new Spanish marquee.
They have. They've gone Spanish again with Alvaro Cajuda. And he played with Oriol Riera at Osasuna a couple of years ago. Riera signed for the Wanderers a couple of weeks ago. He's a big striker. He's played at Real Betis in Spain, and that's where he was last season. Got a good CV, very good CV over in Spain, and looks like a very, very handy addition to Tony Popovich's side. Popovich has recruited well. His squad's looking stronger and stronger.
He needed to. Now, Tommy Urich, how's he developing as a striker?
Very well. Very well. He's become...
So Ange would be happy with his development?
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. He's become Ange's go-to. And we always said who is going to take that mantle off Timmy Cahill. You wouldn't say he's there yet, but he's certainly on his way. He's on the right path. And he scored a couple of goals for Luzern. He's playing for Luzern in Switzerland. Against Lugano on the weekend in the Swiss Super League opener and two against Croatian side Osijek in the Europa League qualifier last Friday. So that's a great start to his season over there in Switzerland in Europe and just in the nick of time for those qualifiers coming up for the Socceroos at the end of August, early September.
And overseas, Neymar, he apparently is staying, according to Gerard Piqué, son of Nelson Piqué. Is he in relation to Nelson?
TK will have a wry giggle over this because I'm bringing this one up every day at the moment. But yeah. It is massive news because when you're talking about $327 million transfer fee and $978,000...
Is that 25% of the revenue?
Listen to this. How much a week?
$978,000
a week. Is that enough?
A week.
Is that enough?
They're the reported figures.
What could you do with $978,000 a week?
Stewie, do you want me to rattle off a list?
I reckon you'd get bored after a while, mate. Even after 2 years.
You couldn't spend it, could you?
Not even... What
not even Nathan Tinkler would spend it.
What are you going to do, helicopter yourself to the game?
Anyway.
Not even Bernard.
Gerard Piqué has come out on social media and said, in two words, he's staying. Now, Piqué's words carry a lot of weight at Barcelona. So let's hope for Barca fans and the Barca club that Piqué is on the money. But it continues to bubble away every day.
Now, this was a friendly, wasn't it? Man U up against Real Madrid, but there would have been a massive focus right around the world.
Yeah, that's right. 65,000 fans turned out. It was played in America. 1-1 during normal time, and Manchester United got the jam 2-1 on penalties. David De Gea making two crucial saves. So, but great to see big clubs like that playing in these friendlies, because it's, you know, it's one thing to have meaningless friendlies, but when there's two massive clubs like that playing against each other, there's always something at stake.
Those crowds were phenomenal here, weren't they? 80,000 for Arsenal against you guys, and then 82 plus for against Western Sydney Wanderers.
And I think the point there, TK, is it was in the same city. You know, it's not like they took the roadshow.
Yeah,
that's right. 48 hours apart. It's not like they took their roadshow from Sydney to Melbourne and got two big crowds. It was in Sydney at the same stadium, 48 hours apart.
What happens today, mate? You get to Sydney FC training. You tell Graham what's going on, tell him what to do, or
no, stretch. No, he's
you need to do some stretching.
Listen, Graham, I'm just not happy with that, mate. I think we need to have a talk. Let's go for a coffee.
No, we've got a game tonight actually out at Campbelltown Stadium against MacArthur Rams.
Oh, the FFA Cup?
No. This is a friendly, but there is some silverware up for grabs between the two clubs, and it's an annual affair.
Yeah,
and they got the money last year.
So tonight,
MacArthur beat us 1-0. So
what?
You reel out your big stars, or?
Tonight, I think everyone's available, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, got to have our coaching meeting today with Arnie and Stevie Corica to work out the lineup.
What time?
Tonight is a 7:30 kickoff.
I thought you were talking about the coaching meeting. I said, oh, can we come?
No, you know, you can't. Are you still playing, by the way?
Oh, you can call it playing.
Foolishly?
Yeah, 20 minutes and then we just walk and kick the ball to one another for the next 60
minutes. Stu, when do you play? Where do you play?
Seagulls,
yeah,
35.
No, what position?
Down the back, mate.
Yeah. At the
back? I'm scared because when I'm running and someone's chasing me, I get this great fear that they're going to come in and helicopter me to next week. So
if you play sweeper, are you so deep you're behind the goalkeeper?
I'm quite close to the goalkeeper. We can talk. We can have a conversation. So good on you, Mossy.
Good on you, guys.
Appreciate
See you tomorrow.
It.